To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. And Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. What a busy grab bag we have, including Jones. The Major League Baseball playoffs, which even with the Red Sox out, they continue playing, apparently.
Yes, there were more games this weekend, apparently. Yeah.
Well, the Yankees better turn things around or they're going to be done. They're already down 0-2, including a 13-7 loss to the Blue Jays yesterday. The other ALDS is even at a game apiece. Detroit took game one. Mariners came back with a 3-2 win yesterday. Both of those series are off today. They will resume tomorrow.
I believe I saw the Blue Jays. They have 23 runs through their first two games, 10-1 and 13-7. I believe that's the most ever scored through two games to start a postseason. That's what the Blue Jays have done to the Yankees.
They're lighting it up. They're absolutely lighting it up. And it'll be Rodon tomorrow versus Bieber. In the game, 8 o'clock game.
That's incredible.
Sweep.
Schlittler might not even pitch again.
He may not.
Like, that's
he may,
wild.
But he'll always have that tweet at Lucy.
Yeah, well,
he's still
like, you know, a white knighting for his mom because she posted in her Twitter bio that she's a Red Sox fan. Like, and now it's like people are bullying my mom.
Yeah.
No, you said she renounced the Red Sox, and then she had in her Twitter bio she's a Red Sox fan. Mm-hmm. People were just pointing that out.
Tonight you got Dodgers Phillies game two, LA up 1-0, and then Brewers Cubs. Game two, where Milwaukee is up 1-0.
Okay.
All right.
They call me Hal. They call me Stacy. They call me Hal. They call me
Grab Bag.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
All right. The Bozo touchdown parlay didn't hit.
Oof.
Didn't hit this week.
Second time we missed on a game in Europe right away.
Right away. We were done before lunch.
Couldn't even. But didn't even finish your morning coffee. We were
me and Nick
out.
Hit though, so we're all around it. We can continue to say we are all around it. As for the survivor pool, Terp's out. Terp took the Eagles. He gone.
Tough.
So it's just you and me now.
Lions, pretty easy win. Okay.
Yeah, they kind of cruised.
Yeah,
cruised an easy one.
Just an easy one. Although I did have Jameson Williams in that game for the Bozo.
How'd he do?
I think he had one catch.
Yeah,
and it wasn't a touchdown. Yeah.
Grab bag,
Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels took on the Clemson Tigers over the weekend. It did not go great for the Tar Heels.
No.
38-10, a win for Clemson. So UNC falls to 2-3 on the season with wins over Charlotte and Richmond. They have lost to TCU, UCF, and Clemson. It also marks the first time in Bill Belichick's career that he had three losses of 25 or more points.
I mean, this is an easy one to see coming. Clemson's bad. Clemson's not even good.
Clemson was 1-3.
And Clemson was
going
to curb stomp them. That was always going to happen.
Yeah,
Bill
sure
still
did.
Hasn't really even played a road. He played one road game at UCF, right? Everything else has been at home?
At Charlotte.
Oh, it was at Charlotte.
They traveled
excuse me.
To Charlotte.
Sorry, I thought it was the UCF game. But like,
They were at UCF too.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Yeah, there have been three home games, two road games.
Okay. But like they haven't even played like a real ACC road game yet.
No.
So get ready for that.
Good.
So
no. They're not going to. Maybe NC State at the very end of the year.
Yeah, they have a bye week this week. They can lick their wounds, and then they're at Cal on Friday, October 17th. Then they host number 19 Virginia, then they're at Syracuse, then they have Stanford at home, at Wake, home to Duke, at NC State.
Nice.
Will they make a bowl game?
No.
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 Definitely right. Not. Okay. That's not the only controversy with him, right?
Well, so this one I don't really know what to make of. So there was talk about how North Carolina may be like, we're not going to post anything positive about Drake May because he's on the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a lot made of it because last night, primetime football, lighting it up, Drake May, maybe his best game ever. They beat the Bills. Nothing on the social media for North Carolina football about Drake May. And then word got out that that's why they can't do it. And then like today during our show, they like posted something like, oh, classic Drake May, like looks pretty good. And they had like a little highlight video. And you're
yeah.
Like, huh.
So I believe that Bill and or Jordan or whomever would forbid all that on social media, which is just so short-sighted and stupid and a horrible, horrible lack of a recruiting tool is what that is.
Here we go. Now holla if you hear me, though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Speaking of bad college football teams, BC lost again. They got absolutely smoked over the weekend. They are...
good Pitt team, though. That's a good Pitt team.
I don't know if that's a good Pitt team.
I believe the quarterback they were facing made his college football debut.
Good for him.
First start, anyway.
And look good doing it. So after their win over Fordham in week one,
mm-hmm.
They've lost four consecutive games. They will now face Clemson, the aforementioned Clemson, coming up on Saturday. The game's here at BC if you want to go see that
one. I want to check that line. I want to check that line before I make a prediction.
Oh, I can give you the line.
Oh, yeah. Give me a look ahead.
I'll give you the look ahead line.
BC is BC within three touchdowns?
Let's see. Bill was 14.5 point dogs.
Yeah.
Same line. Clemson by 14.5.
I still like Clemson then. Okay. I need a bigger line to lay those points. Yeah.
And sadly for all the Bill O'Brien fans out there, the Bill O'Brien Greg Hill show interview done.
Yeah, which it's was not which sounds like it was not Greg's choice nor Bill's choice.
Whose choice was it?
So is that I'm led to believe what is that? The BC Athletics Department.
I guess.
I mean that's a
so listen, we don't want people talking about the team.
That's just so short-sighted and horrible. If that's who put an end to the interview,
that's tough go.
That is just short-sighted and horrible. And as you said, that is just that's a recruiting tool.
It
could be.
Yeah.
It also
reminds people that the team exists.
Yeah. Otherwise, who else is talking about that team other than Greg when Bill O'Brien comes on?
You need to get your nose in the playbook. Those 8 minutes could be spent doing something else. You could be recruiting with those 8 minutes.
Horrible.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Yeah.
Here comes.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Maybe the craziest story you're going to hear all year. I don't know if we can top this.
Oh.
Mark Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Former New York Jets quarterback, now analyst for CBS or Fox.
Probably former analyst, but yeah.
Yeah, NFL analyst.
Yeah.
He was in Indianapolis getting ready to do the Colts and Raiders game, and the night before was outside. Now, I've pieced this all together through a bunch of different articles and things like that. So this is my understanding of it.
Okay.
There was somebody there doing his job, an older man, 69-year-old man, who was driving a truck, and he was like getting like grease out of the restaurant and like, you know, going to dump that. So it was late at night, and he was doing that. Mark Sanchez told him he couldn't park his truck there. He's like, well, I am kind of doing my job.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's an NFL analyst, a former NFL football player, so he's in charge of where people can
park. To which Mark Sanchez then tried to get into his truck and get that guy out of his truck and then was coming after the guy to the point where the guy was then fearing for his own life, so he pepper sprayed Mark Sanchez, who...
That's kind of a warning shot. Like, hey, I'm going to pepper spray you, man. Could you get out of here?
Only angered him.
Yeah.
It only angered Mark Sanchez. The pepper spray did not do the desired effect. In fact, it enraged the former Southern Cal quarterback, and he went after this man. To which point the man had to defend himself with a knife And he stabbed Mark Sanchez several times, although Mark Sanchez, I think, turned the knife on him. It if you see the photos of him.
It certainly looks, they're pretty gruesome. It certainly looks that
it
way.
It looks
yeah.
like he fought Freddy Krueger. This guy's face is all sliced up. He's in the hospital. And it was very strange. So all day yesterday, you're seeing these tweets about how Mark Sanchez is recovering from stab wounds. He has been arrested. And you're like, wait a minute. He's been arrested,
yep.
but he's covered in stab wounds?
Uh-huh.
And then you like further get into the story, like, this is the most insane story. And then you have people like Dan Orlovsky tweeting, like, best guy in the world,
yeah,
Mark Sanchez,
no,
like,
sounds it.
Speedy recovery, like, I love you,
nailed
hearts
it.
And hugs.
Nailed
and like,
Orlovsky.
This guy attacked this guy for no reason other than he didn't think the truck should be there?
Mm-hmm.
And then they both ended up in the hospital, and now they're filing a felony charge.
I was going to say, against, it was initially yeah. a misdemeanor or a series of misdemeanors, I forget. But
yeah.
Those have been upcharged, yeah, to felony, which just looking at some of the photos probably is accurate. That's probably the right
but
thing
like,
to do.
But, like, what in God's green earth got into this guy?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Alcohol?
We've all had alcohol.
Bath salts. Like,
I had so many rally beers this week. I wasn't out there fighting guys driving trucks.
Something was ingested that got into him that riled this guy up.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So that'll be the end of, I would think, Mark Sanchez calling those games. And I'm curious for all the people that were just giving out the like thoughts and prayers to Sanchez. I'm like, you did read the line that he got arrested, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, maybe the initial tweets before that second piece came out. But once that came out, yeah.
And then you see the face of the guy that he attacked.
Maybe retract those, yeah.
Now this looks like on top of me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without
grab bag.
Speaking of great announced teams, the Patriots Saints broadcast team has been announced. It'll be
I saw this.
Spiro and Arch.
Ew.
Biggest, another Spiro Dedes, Adam Archuleta.
Biggest win since 2021. At least.
Yeah.
And
I put this one on the Saints.
We get Spiro and Arch. Oh, yeah, you do?
I blame the Saints.
They already flexed it out of a 4 o'clock game. And now it's Spiro, Arch. Don't forget about Aditi.
Aditi's on there.
Spiro likes to bring up Arch and Aditi a lot.
Oh, no doubt.
Count those.
Oh, yeah.
No you want a drinking game. If you want to act like Mark Sanchez, do a drinking game along to those two names. How many times those get mentioned?
There will be a few times.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Boston Bruins announced that they are going to retire Zdeno Chara's number 33 up to the rafters.
Cool. They must be doing that soon, right?
Yeah, no, it's like months away.
Oh.
Yeah, months away.
Great. But that's good. Raise that into the rafters once the season's over. That's good. they do open
Or are they going to be frisky this year?
Well,
probably
that's
not.
True. I do think it's buying opportunity to bet them as a playoff team. Yeah. That's true. They opened their I can't believe they opened their season Wednesday. Shocking.
This Wednesday?
Yeah, apparently.
People can't stop talking about it.
It's snuck right up on me.
All right, well, looking forward to that.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, Red Sox held a press conference today, a year-end press conference. We'll unpack it more tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy and Alex Cora were up there on the dais, and they were asking questions and were answering questions, I should say, about the season and a little bit into next season. And one thing I'll just point out, when asked about Tristan Casas, a guy that Craig Breslow said 40 home runs, 110 RBI, somebody was like, hey, can we like pencil him at first base? He dropped essentially a, well, I don't know if it makes sense on October 6th to say who is or isn't the first baseman. To which I would say, isn't him.
He gone. He gone.
99 restaurants. Always a grab bag.
All right, horror movie of the day. Horror movie of the day. I'm going with Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters?
Ooh.
Of the third kind.
No, Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters.
Have you seen this one, Nick? Found
I don't
footage.
Think so.
So I'm doing some research.
Oh, there's another found footage.
Davey and I are doing found footage films tonight. The best found footage horror movies tonight, which there are a lot of good ones.
Okay.
And people were telling me this Grave Encounters is good. It's on Tubi.
Tubi.
So anybody can rip it for free right now. Tubi's a free app.
Okay.
Tubi for you, Tubi for me. So I was watching it and pretty good. I think it was overstated. Somebody was telling me it was like the best, scariest of the found footage movies. It's good. It's good. It's worth a rip. And for free during Spooky Month, I would watch Grave Encounters. Find out if it makes our top six. We're going to do top six found footage movies tonight.
Okay.
During the Dork Pod. Very exciting.
Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got
the grab bag over here.
I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Sunday, October 5th. Was it Dalton Varsho?
Mm-hmm.
4 for 5, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, 4 runs scored.
Nice.
Was it Jorge Polanco? 3 for 4, 2 home runs. Was it Ernie Clement?
Oh.
3 for 4 with a homer, drove in 3. Was it Trey Yesavage?
Might be.
5 1/3, scoreless with 11 Ks.
No hits.
Or was it Tarek Skubal? 7 innings,
seven.
2 earned runs, 9 Ks.
Let's go Yesavage.
Yeah.
That was Schlittler-esque is what that was.
Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former ball player who played 12 years in the majors and was with 6 different clubs. Cardinals, Reds, Indians, I apologize, Padres, Rangers, and Pirates. He was a corner outfielder.
Okay.
You'd find him in both left field and in right field.
Okay.
Not at the same time, obviously, but throughout his career. He was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
With St. Louis.
Okay.
And in that year, he also was a Silver Slugger and finished 16th in the MVP vote.
Wow.
Is this Fernando Tatis?
It is not.
Ooh. We've already had him, but I thought it was him.
Well, it doesn't mean we can't have him again.
It's just Ray Lankford.
It's not Ray Lankford. I do love Ray Lankford.
We had him too.
It's not Ray Lankford.
Okay.
He, that season, had 37 home runs, 113 RBI, and hit 299.
What year?
That was 2008. He broke into the bigs in 02. A little cup of coffee there.
With whom?
Looks like Texas.
Okay.
Being told Texas. His last season was 2014. So when he hung him up. A 260 career hitter, 154 career home runs.
He came in real hot that one year.
He had the one All-Star year. He did make $33.9 million, which is all his.
You like to say that's all his.
That's right.
Okay.
He was also a part of a deal that sent...
This will help.
Corey Kluber to Cleveland and Jake Westbrook to the Cardinals. He was involved in that deal. Wild.
Corey Kluber to Cleveland, Jake Westbrook
to...
Yeah, it
was a three-teamer between the Cards, Padres...
Angels, you said? Who was
Indians.
Last? Okay.
He was a... This is important.
Angel
yep. Right-handed stick, lefty arm.
I'm cheating and looking. Do we have it? Oh, we might. No. Ryan Ludwig?
He got it!
Wow!
Good Ryan job. Ludwig.
I wasn't getting that.
Ryan Ludwig.
I think there was only... I only saw one of those in the Twitch chat. I didn't see it on the text line.
He was top 10 in the majors in home runs in 2008.
Ooh, Matt Lawton. Good guess.
Matt Lawton's a fun one. Yeah.
Wasn't Matt Lawton. Yeah, okay. Well, hats
there
off
you go.
To
Ryan
the
Ludwig.
Twitch chat.
Congratulations.
Ryan Ludwig?
What?
Lud?
Ludwig.
Not Lud. Lud.
Lud.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're saying, I
don't want
to saying it properly.
I want to give credit where it's due. Yeah. So that is the Random Ball
His
Player.
His agent was Dan Horwitz.
Random Ball Player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.